You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Uncle Skeeter here, and welcome to A Cheese Please Christmas. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, welcome. It's another edition of Cheese Please, and not just any edition. It's the last version of A Cheese Please Christmas this year. Wow. I don't know if I'm excited, upset.
Relieved.
Well.
It just means, but it means Christmas is just around the corner.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. I gotta look at it that way. And on the show this week, I'm playing one song I've been waiting for years to finally play, to finally find a copy I can afford to play it. A Knight Rider Christmas. Kit the Car of Tomorrow had a Christmas record. And it sounds terrible.
I would expect a singing car to sound terrible.
On top of that, we have Santa doing stuff a little later on. And we're starting off the show this week with Elves and Seals. Don Box with Sleeky the Christmas Seal. But it's starting it off with Dayspring and Elfie the Littlest Elf. Okay, I'm just reading it right here on...
It's a Cheese Please Christmas.
We're in Santa's workshop at the North Pole, where all of the elves are working, making toys ready for Christmas. Who's that new little elf over there?
Why, it's Elfie.
Elfie, the littlest elf, was so very small. Though he tried his very best, the elves laughed one and all. He picked up a toy and raised it o'er his head. But the toy was so heavy, he fell right back instead. The workshop shook with laughter, and then the big elf came. He said,
"What's going on here? Tell me, what's your name?"
"Elfie is the name, sir, and toys are my game. Christmas is coming, and that is why I came. I'm Elfie, the littlest elf of all. But I can do lots of things, even if I'm small. I know he needs me too.
Santa needs lots of help. We know he'll need you too.
Elves are Santa's helpers, and I must help some too. I must be good for something, so tell me what to do. The other elves say I'm too small, I just get in the way. But I know I can do something, so listen while I say. I'm Elfie, the littlest elf of all. But I can do lots of things, even if I'm small. Little things need doing, just like big things do. Santa needs lots of help, I know he needs me too.
Santa needs lots of help, we know he'll need you too.
Santa was listening just outside the door. Just then he stepped inside and said,
"Please tell me more."
Elfie was so shook up, he began to cry. Then Santa reached down and dried the teardrop from his eye. He said,
"Elfie, I'll tell ya just what we can do. I'm gonna find a special job that only you can do. You fill the stockings, they're just about your size. I'll unload the toys and games before you realize.
I'm Elfie, the littlest elf of all.
Ever come with me. Trips are always nicer if you have some company. My loads are all so heavy, no one else would do. So Elfie, the littlest elf, his job was made for you.
Now you can see Elfie on old Santa's sack. They slide down the chimney and start to unpack. They finish in a hurry, and then before you know, they're off to another place
where the whole ho, 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 ho.
I'm Elfie, the littlest elf of all. But I can do lots of things, even if I'm small. Little things they do.
your traditional Christmas music fair. Enjoy the goofiness with the Cheese Please Christmas.
Sleeking Christmas seal, happy as can be, comes you at Christmas time from Santa Sea. He's happy, he's jolly, so please don't turn away. With a sprinkle of his magic, he'll brighten up your day. He's one of Santa's helpers from the North Pole. He travels from top to bottom and all around the globe. They've seen him in Alaska and Hawaii. He can be, he's happy, he's jolly, so please don't turn away. With a sprinkle of his magic, he'll brighten up your day. He's one of Santa's helpers from the North Pole. He travels from top to bottom and all around the globe. They've seen him in Alaska and Hawaii, off the coast of Africa, England and Paris. Sleeky, the Christmas seal, comes from afar. And all the good little boys and girls, he knows just who you are. He's happy, he's jolly, so please don't turn away. With a sprinkle of his magic, he'll brighten up your day.
He's one of Santa's helpers from the North Pole. He travels from top to bottom and all around the globe. They've seen him in Alaska and Hawaii.
Happy as can be, comes to you at Christmas time from Santa Sea. He's happy, he's jolly, so please don't turn away. With a sprinkle of his magic, he'll brighten up your day. With a sprinkle of his magic, he'll brighten up your day.
With Don Box and Slinky the Christmas Seal.
Yeah. I'm not sure what kind of an animal you think you are.
I think I'm a seal, Daffodil.
Even Braun is looking at you funny.
I know, but I can only go by what I've heard on cartoons, and that's what a seal sounds like off cartoons. Right?
Okay.
That's all I'm going for. And before that, we had Dayspring and Elfie, the littlest elf, which is nicely... I don't know. It's nice to hear the fact that it doesn't sound like a chipmunk.
100% true.
For a change.
Because you don't have to do that to make something sound small.
Because usually chipmunks and elves go hand in hand. But apparently not.
Or no,
on
sound
record.
And sound.
Well, yeah.
Maybe ear and ear instead of hand in hand.
Yeah, you get the idea. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to A Cheese Please Christmas.
Oh, we have a special record we're going to play at the end that I didn't tell you about, Daffodil.
You're not supposed to talk about that yet.
Oh, I told
you. It's a surprise.
I told you?
No, you told me it was a surprise, and we weren't going to talk about it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's a very special Christmas record, we like to think.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we're moving on to Santa Who Does Stuff. Like, for example, Santa and His Helpers and the Santa's Laughing Song. But before that, to start it off, we have Jimmy Flynn. Oh, geez. Santa Bought a Waterbed.
Oh, dear.
Oh, geez. I don't know what to say other than hopefully Mrs. Claus enjoys it. On?
Cheese, please.
Way up at the North Pole, where the nights are 6 months long, Santa bought a waterbed, 'cause his back is not that strong. But they raised such a commotion, and it caused him so much flack, he called the store up yesterday, he wants his money back. What you see is him and the missus. Then, beside themselves, there's 8 or 9 big reindeer and a dozen noisy elves. Well, the salesman set the waterbed up, and as soon as he was gone, old Santa, Mrs. Santa, elves and reindeers piled on.
On Dasher, move it on over. And Dancer, give me some of them blankets.
You could hear old Santa and his missus cry.
On Comet, quit that snoring. And Rudolph, turn that red light out. Or you can't go with me this year when I fly.
Old Santa told a salesman,
I'm sure you'll understand, but this waterbed idea has not turned out so grand. 'Cause the reindeer giggle all night long, and they really have bad breath. And the elves, well, they steal all the blankets, and I almost froze to death. And Rudolph's nose stays on all night, and I can't get any sleep. In the middle of arms and legs and antlers, all piled up in one big heap.
Well, the salesman said, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You ruined your guarantee.
You ruined it. A waterbed made for two, and not for 23.
On Dasher, move it on over. And Dancer, give me those blankets.
You could hear old Santa and his missus cry.
On Comet, quit that snoring. And Rudolph, turn that red light out. Or you can't go with me this year when I fly. On Dasher, move it on over. On Dancer, give me some blankets.
You can hear old Santa and his missus cry.
On Comet, stop that snoring. And Rudolph, turn that red light out. Or you wouldn't go with me this year when I fly. Or you wouldn't go with me this year when I fly. Ho, ho! Now listen here, Rudolph, get them horns away from that waterbed. You're gonna punch a hole. And you elves, give me some of them blankets. I'm frozen half to death. Ho, ho, ho! I'm trying to get some sleep here. Good night!
Who needs presents when your radio has a Cheese Please Christmas?
Down the chimney Santa crept, quiet as a mouse, oh, while the children soundly slept. With a twinkle in his eyes, quiet as a mouse, oh, he unpacked a big surprise.
Santa laughed at me
as he pinned a laughing song
on the Christmas tree. Quiet as a mouse, oh, Santa and the Christmas tree danced around the house, oh.
Across the hall. The puppy sleeping on the floor, quiet as a mouse, oh, woke up and began to roar.
They all laughed with glee, laughing with a laughing song on the Christmas tree. Quiet as a mouse, oh, everything and everyone danced around the house, oh. The old piano out of tune laughed and danced around the room. The banjo heard the laughing song, said, I guess I'll string along.
And in the cellar of the house, you could hear a laughing mouse.
The teddy bear upon the shelf started laughing to himself.
Ha, 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 ha.
Sleepy children, one by one, quiet as a mouse, oh, tiptoed in and joined the fun.
fun. When the clock was striking two, quiet as a mouse, oh, up the chimney Santa flew. On his merry way, but they heard his laughing song all that Christmas day. Quiet as a mouse, oh, everything and everyone danced around the house, oh.
Cheese, please. Oh, Santa and his helpers and the laughing song. Santa's laughing song.
It's the ho-ho-ho song.
Is that enough?
That's enough.
Okay, just checking. My name is Star Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to A Cheese Please Christmas.
And before that, it was Jimmy Flynn, which sounds like an episode of Jerry Springer doing Santa Bought a Waterbed. What a combination there.
Lots of room. And keep. You can keep warm if you have that many things crammed into your bed.
Oh, if it was the 90s, that would be a ratings hit for Jerry Springer. Santa and his waterbed. The inside story. Well, just a thought. Anyway, it's that bad, Daffodil, is it?
No, it's not that bad, but you wanted to talk about this song.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. It's partially rap and partially... I can't explain it, but I've been wanting to play it for years. I finally tracked down a good quality copy of A Knight Rider Christmas from Kit, The Car of Tomorrow. And... The Knight Rider theme is basically redone with a Christmas theme, a rap sound, and David Hasselhoff isn't on it.
That is the best part.
I don't know. Maybe he saw the lyrics and said, no way. It's that bad.
Maybe he didn't need to buy another cheeseburger that badly.
I don't know. But enough said. We're going to play it. Kit, The Car of Tomorrow, and A Knight Rider Christmas on...
It's A Cheese Please Christmas.
And the sleigh went down that night. The darkest moment ever known would be if children, some young, some grown, on Christmas morning woke to see not a single present beneath the tree. The night kid saved Christmas. Desert hills, far from winter's chills, stood the Knight Rider and Kit. They heard the SOS.
Michael, Santa's in distress.
We've got to get him out of it.
Channel 4 degrees, east by northeast, and Michael, we've no time to spare.
Pedal to the floor, Kit's engine roar, turbo boost into the air. The darkest moment ever known would be of children, some young, some grown, on Christmas morning, woke to see. Not a single present beneath the tree. The night kid saved Christmas.
Michael, I'm picking up a signal.
Kid, give me a close-up of that snowbank over there.
Looks like I've found our man.
1,000 gifts lay atop the drifts for Santa far below. Kid pulled back, prepared to attack, and blasted through the snow. They hooked the sleigh and were on their way. Kit in Rudolph's place. They made the rounds through every town, put a smile on every face.
the darkest moon ever known would be of children, some young, some grown, on Christmas morning woke to see not a single present beneath the tree. But the darkest moment never came, 'cause Kit and Michael, well, they saved the day. That Christmas morning dawned clear and bright, no trace of trouble after the night. The night Kit saved Christmas.
Michael, this isn't exactly foundation business. How are you going to justify the expense?
Don't you worry about Devin. After all, this is Christmas. And besides, we're having a great time.
Great time? You call towing a herd of reindeer and a fat man in a red suit a great time? Really, Michael?
Listen, Kit, just try to think about the smiles on those children's faces when they wake up tomorrow morning.
I'll never understand this human sentimentality.
The night that kids say, the night that kids say Christmas.
Serving up a little cheese with your turkey dinner. I like Limburger the best. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
Hey, Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
Well, Albert, I've got a problem.
Oh, how's that, Santa?
Well, I'm afraid I won't be able to complete my rounds this year. I need some help.
Oh, hey, Santa, you came to the right guy. You know, you can always count on me.
Albert, you're a real friend. I'll see you Christmas Eve.
Guess who's helping Santa Claus this year on Christmas Eve? I was quite amazed and my pals all gazed when Santa came to me. I wondered what his reason was for asking me this year. There are so many trees, won't you, Albert, please? And I answered with this cheer. Oh, yes, Santa, I'll help you make the rounds, because I love the boys and girls, and I know the town. So I'm helping Santa Claus this year on Christmas Eve.
Hey, yeah, how about me? I can help.
Rocky, Santa asked me.
Yeah, I know, but it looks like you're going to have your hands sort of full. And I can sing good, too. Listen. I could help old Santa Claus this year on Christmas Eve. Al, you're kind of small, being pals and all, and my services are free.
All right, what this operation needs is a woman's time.
Comes trouble.
Quiet, please, Alice. Alice, we got enough help.
Enough help? Enough help? Did I hear you say enough help? In this era of women's lib, you men never have enough help. You remember that? Pay attention. I could help old Santa Claus. You need a woman's touch. Though I am petite and very sweet, I want to help so much.
Oh, yes, Santa, we'll help you make the rounds, because we love the boys and girls, and we know the town.
So we're helping Santa Claus this year on Christmas Eve. If you love Mom and Dad and you haven't been bad, there'll be gifts from Santa and me.
Cheese Please with Albert the Alley Cat and Santa's Helper.
Interesting.
It was. Apparently, Albert has a thick New York accent, so maybe that's where he is.
Could be.
And before that, oh, man. You know, it's pretty bad when David Hasselhoff and William Daniels as the voice of Kit were filled in by imitators.
Bad imitators.
Doing their roles. A Knight Rider Christmas by Kit the Courier of Tomorrow, or as they said, The Night Kit Save Christmas. Sounds like a horror movie.
It sounds like something.
Oh, man. My name is Sir.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have reached the end of our last Christmas show.
Oh, no. What can
I say? And for familiar listeners who's been with us for years and years, you'll notice we didn't mention gifts this year.
No, we didn't. Why is that?
Because they didn't get delivered first.
Oh, yes.
And because I've got some extra money, and I think we're just going to go Boxing Day shopping.
Boxing Day shopping?
We can get twice as much stuff for half as much money.
More boxes on Boxing Day.
We'll get more boxes on Boxing Day.
That makes sense. Can we venture out of the van or venture out of the bunker?
Into the van?
No.
We'll probably have to use a snowmobile, but yes.
Okay. And it's time for the special song I mentioned.
You need to give me more details about this special song.
I asked AI to create a song about us in the bunker.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Why not? Everyone else is using AI. Love it or hate it, it's been pretty good for us. So that's why I asked them to create a song about us in the bunker.
For Christmas?
Yes. It's called the Christmas Bunker Song. By the Cheese Please AI singer. Makes sense?
There's a Cheese Please AI singer?
Well, I couldn't give him a name.
Well, you could give him a name.
Like
he
what?
Could be, I don't know, Ricardo. Ricardo, the Cheese Please AI singer.
Yeah, I'll go with that. That's good as anything. It's better than Albert.
Yes, it's definitely better than Albert.
So here it is. Until next week and next year and the next time
Until next time you hear from us.
Yes.
Merry ho, 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 and hope you have the merriest of merries, the jolliest of jollies, and whatever you're celebrating, do it well.
Yeah, ditto from me, because I can't say all that. Until next time, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Down in the bunker, it's a holiday scene. Snaff dude's grinning, got a twinkle so keen. Bronze wagging his tail by the Christmas tree glow. Daffodils in the kitchen stealing the show. Cheesy tunes on the stereo hum. Deck the halls, oh here we come. It's Christmas in the bunker. Oh what a sight. Cookies in the oven twinkle, lights so bright. Hanging tinsel, bronze chasing his tail. Daffodils laughing, her cookies never fade. They've got mistletoe dangling just in case. Snarf dude's got flour and smarts all over his face. Bronze got a Santa hat way too big. Daffodil's humming while she dances a jig. Candy canes and a sprig of pine. Oh, the bunker's looking mighty fine. It's Christmas in the bunker. Oh, what a sight. Cookies in the oven twinkle, lights so bright. Snarf dude's hanging tinsel, bronze chasing his tail.
Weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
This is Bird Note. To hear a common loon in the wild during the summer, you'll need to find a northern freshwater lake where a pair is nesting. But to find that same common loon in winter, you'll likely need to look on a saltwater bay